This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Oshkosh residents will celebrate the First Amendment today, the National Day of Prayer. The gathering is at noon at City Hall and runs for about 45 minutes. People will gather around the flagpole there for a time of song and prayers, including prayers for local and state officials, schools, the military, the nation, and the world, especially Ukraine and Israel. Earlier this year, the Common Council decided to do away with special assessments and start a $35 yearly vehicle registration fee. Residents getting their registration notification in the mail this month will start seeing that additional fee. The vehicle registration fee goes into effect in just a few weeks. The Boys and Girls Club of Oshkosh is hosting a ribbon cutting and open house on Sunday to show off their recently completed construction. The projects include the new Hyde Family Community Center, Verve Administrative Center, and the Amcor Teen Center. A few projects remain in the $18 million renovation. They're expected to be completed sometime next year. Page 2, Saturday is May the 4th, or as Star Wars fans like to say, May the Force Be With You Day. Tamaris is offering up Wookiee cakes along with Princess Leia and Darth Vader treats from 9 till noon. You can go online today and pre-order. Support career and technical education tomorrow night by attending the Oshkosh Area School District Education Foundation Fundraising Gala. It's going on at the Waters. The gala is a Kentucky Derby theme this year, and money raised helps students have access to career and technical education programs, giving them technical expertise and also employable skills. Over 60 wood carvers are in Oshkosh this weekend for the 48th Annual Mid-Wisconsin Chipper Show. It's going on at the Convention Center on Sunday. The tulips are back at the Payne Art Center and Gardens. And the Wisconsin Street Bridge will close on Monday for most of the day for cleanup and maintenance. Other bridges will close next week. Turning to sports, Paige Secker of Oshkosh West, Ava Hansen of Oshkosh North, and Charlie Mullen of Lourdes Academy have all been selected to play in the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association Girls All-Star Game. It's coming up in June in Wisconsin Dells. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. Have a great weekend. I'm Bob Brunel. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.